This is New England Public Media. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency is inviting the public to comment on its revised plan to clean up PCBs from the Housatonic River. It calls for a toxic waste disposal site in Lee, Massachusetts. New England Public Media's Nancy Cohen reports.
The PCBs, which the EPA calls a probable carcinogen, were used at a now-closed General Electric plant in Pittsfield. EPA's plan focuses on the final phase of the cleanup in the Housatonic River, its banks and floodplains, from Pittsfield south to Great Barrington. The agency says the cleanup is expected to reduce what it calls unacceptable human health risks. Jane Wynn of the Berkshire Environmental Action Team supported an agreement mediated with GE that includes the disposal site in Lee. Speaking to New England Public Media's Connecting Point, Windsetter Group was motivated by precedent, an agreement from 20 years ago that led to two PCB dumps in Pittsfield, one of which has waste with high levels of the toxin.
With this settlement, we have one low-level dump that we've agreed to that'll be treated as if it was high level, but it will in fact be all below 50 parts per million of PCBs.
Wynn says because the agreement included a disposal site near the river, GE agreed to clean up more PCBs. But Tim Gray of the Housatonic River Initiative says it's just not enough. And his group does not support another PCB dump in the Berkshires.
The dump is directly uphill from the river that we're going to be cleaning up. So we think this is not only a terrible place for the dump, but it's affecting neighbors. And the realtors are telling us they're losing sales in our part of town.
The EPA is holding virtual meetings, inviting the public to weigh in on its cleanup plan, two tomorrow and one in mid-September. The agency is accepting written comments until September 18th. For New England Public Media, I'm Nancy Cohen.